680 The Fan, 839, Ray Giudice is our 680 The Fan legal expert. Federal drug enforcement agents showed up unannounced on Sunday to check at least two visiting NFL teams' medical staffs. This is part of an investigation into former players' claims that teams mishandled prescription drugs.
Yeah, good morning. It's not a raid, but it's a shot across the bow. We're watching you guys.
Sort of a message being
sent. We're watching you guys.
Is it too little too late?
Well, I'm sure
they covered their tracks.
I'm sure the class action, I'm sure, is going to allege that if it came into evidence that all of a sudden 30 years later you're doing this. But again, the NFL, like any organization, has got to say, okay, we may have that problem to deal with in court. What are we going to do going forward? And I wouldn't doubt that that was coordinated with the NFL offices. At least they had a little bit of a heads up in New York that this was coming.
They used the word raid.
Yeah.
Let's make sure we understand.
Right.
No doors were kicked in.
Right.
There weren't guys with guns.
Freeze!
Out.
An inspection. They were inspecting to make sure all the right pills were in the right bottles and only people with white coats and MD after their name were giving out the pills and that nobody named Joey Donuts was carrying a bag of perks.
Were they in a state that they were allowed to give out?
There's a lot
medication.
Of rules. I mean, right. You are right. These are controlled substances, and these are federal narcotics, and they are under a lot of restrictions.
Several of these former players, interviewed by the Associated Press, described the line of teammates waiting to get injections on game day, spilling out from the training room. Others recounted flights home from games, where trainers walked down the aisle, players held up a number of fingers to indicate how many pills they wanted.
They're in incredible discomfort. Every play in an NFL game is like a car wreck.
But then what happens? You come back and, you know, you're complaining about debilitating effects, chronic muscle and bone ailments to permanent nerve and organ damage to addiction, and you're blaming it on the fact that these teams were handing out medication like candy.
Well, you know, part of this, and it's a kind of a separate discussion that I've never understood, with all the bangs and bruises, like they said, Marshawn Lynch didn't go to the locker room at halftime because it would be too painful to walk there by himself. That's how much discomfort he was in. How about wearing pads? Why do these guys, I mean, I know why, because they want to be faster. Hip pads, knee pads, thigh pads, pads on your back. I mean, why don't they wear more of that?
Well, they're not playing
themselves
for duration. They're playing for the one big contract, right? Yeah, I mean, so they'll take the pain. But the difference is, are prescription medications being doled out after an examination with a blood test by a doctor, or are they in a big bowl as you walk in the locker room and you stick your hand in
it? Like Skittles.
Take three blue ones and seven green ones. I mean, we all read North Dallas 40 and all that stuff when we were kids, and those were the stories. But there were a lot of stories. I mean, the issue is going to become when people have to raise their hand and the left hand on the Bible in court and start testifying as to what happened. A lot of this is anecdotal about how wild and crazy it was back in the 60s and 70s. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't think it's going to be that easy to prove, because doctors are going to take the stand and say, no, that's not how it was done. And there's going to be some credibility conflicts there.
Ray Giudice, our 680 The Fan legal expert, joining us here on The Rood Awakening. You got into a thing this morning on the high horse, Barry,
yeah, about Florida,
about Tallahassee.
State. Another scathing article from the New York Times, Ray, about how the Tallahassee Police Department. Now, we're not talking about the school police at Florida State.
That's right.
But apparently one of their players was involved in a hit and run, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's an actual really good accident. In other words, there's two cars that hit head on, one driven by a Florida State player with two other players in a car. Airbags are deployed, the vehicles are totaled, and the Florida State players run off into the woods. Now, the driver for Florida State, and I'm looking up the young man's name, Mr. Williams, did come back to the scene, to his credit, okay? Turns out he had a suspended license, and in fact, is on most hit and runs, there's a reason that the car drove off or people run, and it's usually driving with a suspended license or a warrant or, as Perry was alluding, some substances. Now, if this was in Metro Atlanta, you know, and within the sound of my voice, I can assure you that that person will be charged with hit and run, leaving the scene, probably failure to yield, reckless driving, and some type of sobriety evaluation would have been done. Maybe not a blood test or a breath test, but at least an initial inquiry. Have you been drinking earlier today? Let me smell your breath. Come over here and follow my finger. And it appears that none of that was done.
You're saying that wouldn't happen here?
It would happen. Oh, yes. I mean, I can assure you that in Metro Atlanta,
well,
this is a serious case. This
okay.
would not
okay.
What happened in Florida
but
would not happen here.
What happens if the officer recognizes the individual in the car as being a celebrity.
Well, look, I'll put it to you this way. I've watched a lot of videotapes over the years of people being detained by local law enforcement. And there's no question about it. If you are polite and courteous and show Mr. Officer your license, I'm not saying consent to a body cavity search. We can all get treated
cavity
a
search.
Little better. I'm just saying that don't give up all your Fourth Amendment rights.
Cold.
I'm just
it's
saying be as our parents taught us, be cooperative, be polite to the officer.
Yes, respectful.
And you'll get maybe this young man did that. I mean, we don't know what actually happened.
Okay.
Perhaps he came
right.
back. He had an explanation. I was freaked out about my suspended
sure.
license. I'm really sorry. And the officer decided it's within their discretion. And keep in mind that was not the university police that made the final charging decision, but they were on present. They were on present on scene, and it was senior University of Florida State security officers that were there. So perhaps there was a little, hey, help
yeah,
our guy out.
They test him for alcohol.
Right.
I mean, they don't indicate whether he was even asked whether or not he was drinking.
Yeah, all the typical protocol.
Why he fled this. I mean,
right. And that's what I'm saying would have happened here in Metro.
Right.
Now, perhaps the same result may have occurred. No evidence of alcohol, polite, cooperative. Here's what happened. I was reaching for the radio. I crossed the center line. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It could happen to all of us, and that's sometimes it's the right outcome. But Florida State is under the microscope, and now this is not a political thing, but once the New York Times or one of the big news organizations decides to stick its teeth in your ankle,
oh, they're up
not
there.
I mean, they got the Pentagon Papers. These are the
right.
same people, okay, man. They're not giving up.
There's got to be a payoff for them. And again, they've come in with white gloves. And if you come in with white gloves, you're going to find dirt.
And they've
no
measured
doubt about it.
Not how many newspapers they're selling, but how many clicks on that story. And if that's hot, guess what? They run
there's
next
another
week,
one
the same
coming.
Story. Right, they've
that's
got a team of New York Times investigators in Tallahassee. Okay, not. Also in D.C. and also in Paris and London, but in Tallahassee, Florida, looking for next week's Sunday Above the Fold paper, which has a lot of relevance.
You know what? It's a noble cause in this case. Yeah, they may have an axe to grind, but the reality is justice for all, right? And what they seem to be trying to imply here is that the police department is looking the other way when this kind of thing is going on because they're football players, and that fundamentally is wrong.
Everyone around the table would agree with that, and now Florida State is just under the gun, even if something was done properly. So let's just go back that this young man panicked, he had a suspended license, and he wasn't drinking. Let's give him that reasonable doubt, assumption of doubt. He's still under the gun because of the pattern of behavior down there. So is the university.
Whenever we get into trouble, we call Ray Giudice. He's our six-headed the fan legal expert, and if you know the people in this room, we're right there on the verge all the time.
Yeah, this office alone gives me enough business. I had two associates.
And here come the holidays.
All right, Ray. Thank you, man.
Thank
we appreciate
you guys.
It very
Thanks
much.
Thanks for having me.